This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, what's new for Social Security in 2015? Hi, I'm Jim Solnier, a certified financial planner.
And I'm Chris Stein, a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University.
And welcome to this week's version of HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. Chris, this is, we are recording this on December 30th, 2014. By time it plays, it will be the first blog post of 2015. Actually, no, it'll be the New Year's Eve blog post of 2014 into 2015.
True. So it technically won't be 2015 when it plays.
But it'll most be very, people, very close.
Most people will be listening right. in
2015. I don't think they're going to go out on New Year's Eve and listen to HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. I think there's more fun things to be doing. So by time you listen to this, it's probably 2015, and you're wondering what's new with Social Security for 2015. Well, there's about four or five new things, and that's what this blog post is about. One of the first new things is you're going to get paid more. Now, before I begin, we're going to get into this in a lot more depth if you just go to our little search box and HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, type in COLA, and listen to our previous blog post on cost of living adjustment. We get into a lot more depth on how they factor in COLA, but the long and the short of it is you will be seeing, actually you should have already received, because it would have been in your December payment, an increase of 1.7%. This increases the average benefit that Social Security pays from $1,306 to $1,328. And that's what this COLA adjustment is designed to do, Chris. It's ostensibly designed to keep pace with your with inflation throughout your retirement. But as we blog in other blog posts that you can listen to, it doesn't quite work that way. And Chris has another item that's new right. for 2015.
So another thing that's been adjusted upward is what's called the earnings limit. And this is the amount that you can earn before having your Social Security retirement benefit withheld or reduced because you earn too much in the eyes of the Social Security Administration. This earnings test applies only prior to your full retirement age. So the month that you turn your full retirement age, which you can look at some other blog posts or even in our resources section on the website here to find out your full retirement age. For most people, it's 66 or somewhere around there, maybe a little bit higher than that, depending on when you were born. The month you turn your full retirement age, no earnings test. But prior to that, you are subject to this earnings test or limitation, where they will withhold $1 of your retirement benefit for every $2 you earn above $15,720 in 2015. That's up from $15,480 last year in 2014. There's also another rule. In the year that you turn your full retirement age, the limit is quite a lot higher. It's actually $41,880. And the withholding is a dollar for every $3 above that. So in the year that you turn your full retirement age, much higher limit. And then the month you actually reach your full retirement age, no earnings limit whatsoever.
And they have increased for 2015 the maximum benefit you can receive. There actually is a maximum benefit. A lot of people don't realize that. And that's kind of because they maximize it on put a maximum limit every year on how much earnings is subject to the Social Security tax. Mm-hmm. And because they limit how much earnings is subject to Social Security tax, by default, Chris, that limits the amount of benefit you're allowed to receive because of the way they do the calculation. Mm-hmm. So this year, the maximum benefit is being increased from $2,642 a month to $2,663 a month. So it's not quite a big increase. It's a 1.7% increase. But it is an increase in the maximum benefit. Now, that's not going to affect too many people because, as I previously said in the first part of this blog post, that the average benefit Social Security pays for 2015 is expected to be $1,328. So you can see that limiting the maximum benefit to $2,663 isn't going to really affect everybody, but it's just one of those little things that people don't know.
And just as a side note, that's the maximum full retirement age benefit. You actually could Correct. Be receiving more than that if you have taken advantage of delayed retirement credits, which we've talked about a number of times on previous posts.
Absolutely. That $2,663 a month that I told you about could increase 8% a year from your full retirement age to age 70. So you could actually be receiving north of $3,000 a month. We're talking your maximum full retirement age benefit.
Right. So that maximum taxable earnings that Jim referred to a moment ago has also been increased, which means this is the limit of how much of your earnings is subject to the Social Security tax of 6.2% from you, also the 6.2% that is paid by your employer. The limit before was $117,000. The new limit starting in 2015 is $118,500. So if you earn north of that number, first of all, congratulations. But secondly, be aware that your earnings above that are not subject to Social Security taxes by you or your employer, which also means that no earnings above that are going to go into your calculation for your retirement benefit, which is what leads us to that limit that Jim just talked about, the maximum benefit that you can receive.
Right. And one unique thing is, and this is where a lot of people say, Chris, that Social Security is unfair. Somebody who earns $60,000 a year, 100% of their salary is subject to Social Security taxation. Somebody who earns and is in the, say, the 39.6% tax bracket, they're earning north of $400,000 a year. But only $118,000 is subject to Social Security. All the rest of their income is not subject to the 6.2% Social Security tax, but somebody earning just $60,000 a year, 100% of their income is subject to the Social Security tax. So people say that that's not fair. I'm not going to argue the fairness of it, but I can say that person who earns $60,000 will have a much greater percentage of their salary replaced by Social Security in retirement than somebody who's earning north of $400,000. They're going to have a much lower percentage of their salary offset by Social Security in retirement. Right. So they kind of equals out in the tail end, but I can see on face value to a lot of people that just seems unfair. And there is a very strong push in Congress to remove this earnings cap totally because it will increase the financial stability of Social Security, but then it moves from becoming a social insurance program more to a welfare program supported by tax revenue because they're going to be taking a lot more from those people but not adjusting their benefits any higher. So their benefits are going to be locked in as if they were only being taxed on $118,000, but they're actually going to be paying taxes on all of their income. And the final thing, anyways, that was just a little side shoot. The final change for 2015, and we blogged on this in the past, so again, you can listen to our old blog for much more information on this, but your Social Security statements are kind of, sort of, almost coming back. We talked in the past, they used to mail everybody around their birthday a Social Security statement about what they could expect for Social Security. Then in a cost-saving measure, several years ago, they stopped doing that. Congress got on the back of Social Security and said, look, not enough people are going online. About 6% of the public have signed up online. Not enough people are going online to receive their statements. So for everyone who has not gone online to receive their statements, and that's well over 90% of the American public, you have to begin sending statements to them again, but not every year. Just every 5 years, beginning at age 25. So if you are 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, or 60, you will receive a statement. Everybody else won't. And then once you reach 60, all the way up to when you finally begin claiming Social Security, you will receive a statement every year. So that's new, and that will be starting also in 2015.
So hopefully you like that quick recap. And if you have any questions, please contact us. Otherwise, we'll be back with another new blog post next week.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis. It includes a 1-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.